Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, I know this band. You guys hear about them? It's the Killers.
Yeah, they are.
You know where they're going to be?
Riptide!
Riptide!
Powered by Ford.
Powered by Ford. November 23rd and 24th. You guys can get your tickets now. General admission tickets today. While supplies left. Today, general admission tickets, $59.
You can't beat it, man.
And they're going fast. The VIP tickets, they might be gone. You might check. They're $99 for two-day VIP tickets, but they might be gone. But go check. Go check. Check it out. Riptide, powered by Ford, November 23rd, 24th. Find out more right here on the tickets.
It's the 2019 Broward County Signature Event.
It is their signature event.
It is.
Yeah,
get on it now, man.
I'm hyped. Boys, you hyped?
Hey, why do you have to give it the extra little corporate ass kiss?
We call it the little smooch.
Listen,
right. Smooch off the glass.
Toby went all out, and you say, and don't forget.
Because, listen, I like that all of our checks clear. In order for that to happen, the advertisers have to get their due. When it comes to Riptide, it's powered by Ford, and it's the 2019 Broward County Signature Event. Those two things have to be said for us to get paid.
Hey, knocking them out with an inhaler. Really, you had to throw that one in there?
What? Hey, listen, you got asthma. You need to get them out of there quick.
Yeah, if we don't do that, we'll be replaced by the Shaq Calhoun Show.
Oh, my God.
Someone wants to know when the new turnover chain will be unveiled, and I first series.
How about you get a turnover first?
Oh, there's going to be turnovers. Oh.
I don't know. There wasn't a turnover against LSU last year.
There's going to be turnovers. And isn't there supposed to be a touchdown prize this year, too?
Yeah, there's also. That's
definitely not coming out.
Oh, it's coming out. Oh, it's coming out. Dress now, if you get a
question.
If you get a turnover.
Question. Like, I like the hype, and I like all that. But at some point, don't you have to be reasonable and real about, you know what I mean?
Totally reasonable and real that the Hurricanes are going to get a turnover.
What's not reasonable about
that? No. Just about the game in general.
You see Big Homie get the fumble? You get a turnover chain.
Yep.
You see Big Homie get the pickoff? He get a turnover chain.
If you spit the next line, I'm coming over.
Turnover chain. Turnover chain.
Turnover chain. Turnover chain.
Let's get that line.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFS-FM HD2.
You wonder why I want to just walk out sometimes.
.com sports.
So
I think you want to walk out because there is a breakfast burrito out there the size of your face.
I'm done.
Yeah, Leroy.
I did a Tobin.
For the first time ever, Leroy belched loudly.
Hey,
what happened?
Oh, my God. Scott. Hebrew Scott. Don't text me during the show. I don't know whether Leroy and Robbie are playing. I don't have any news for you. Don't you have a job?
Yeah. Oh, wait, there we go.
All right,
what happened?
Press. You put the buttons on the bottom and you
buttons on the bottom and you slammed it down and so it turned off.
Are we good now?
All right. We're good.
The old dress rehearsal.
Oh, man.
Third preseason game is tonight.
Tell them.
Another notepad game, another notebook game. We're taking notes. It's for real tonight, man. What you see is what it's going to be.
By the way, I have a feeling that he's going to play his starters next week.
Dolphins.
It just
he's
seems,
not settled.
Like, right.
How many?
No, it just seems that like that's where he's going.
No, well, listen, how many guys are you protecting? Let's be honest. How many guys are you protecting? You're protecting Laramie? He ain't playing next week. Minka, he got to play. Maybe Xavier Howard. Xavier Howard gets to sit it out. So, you know, buckle up, Needham.
Gesicki getting protected?
Legit, has anybody seen Gesicki this preseason?
No.
I feel like I've watched both games. I don't feel like I've heard his name called. Am I wrong, Robbie?
He's gone in motion a couple times. Other than that, I haven't seen
him. Does he have a catch?
I don't
think he's got one.
Think so?
I think he might have one.
It was like one catch for 1 yard.
You sure it wasn't Durham Smythe?
I don't know.
Well, I'm not sure it wasn't Durst.
You look it up. But it is the Dolphins, the Jags tonight. Kickoff has been moved a little bit later to 8:15, but the pregame show will start on time. 4 p.m., Witty and Crowder on 560 The Joe have the pregame show.
Yeah, you guys see that Witty's like a full bloke now? Like he is he's a full-time soccer voice.
Witty got a big-time gig doing a bunch of soccer.
He broadcasts British, right? Like he doesn't try the thing where he sounds like American because he's not going to go to the top if he sounds American.
No, he doesn't do it as Nigel. He does it as Witty.
That's a bad choice.
So what Witty does is he works for the Spanish language network.
Right.
Doing the SAP, so he's in English.
Yep.
So and a lot of times, like, you can't see a lot of matches on regular American TV. You need to go to the Univisions or the other whatever. I don't speak fluent Spanish, so I need to hit the SAP and get the English, and then I get Witty.
Question.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you're on Telemundo and you hit SAP, does it go English?
Yes.
Whoa.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. That's what he does. That's what Whittingham does.
I tried it.
You just blew my mind.
That's what Whittingham does.
Are you sure?
Yes. That's what he does.
I tried.
I'm going to text him. I don't believe that.
No, he may do that, but I'm saying when I watch a game and I want to go SAP, if I go Spanish station, it does not go English.
I don't think so, man.
I think it depends on the broadcast.
No, don't change it up.
No, because like for a game, it might say, you know.
What does SAP stand for?
Secondary audio something. I don't know.
You sound confident.
By
the way, Mark Richt's going to join us in about 15 minutes. We'll talk to the former Canes head coach. He is going to be part of the ACC watch party, which is basically a simulcast. Apparently, they're doing one for the SEC, too. I guess they call that Slimy Vision. I don't know who wants to watch that, but whatever.
Second audio program.
Seems.
So yeah, I was
secondary audio program.
I thought it was like Spanish audio channel. I thought it was only Detroit.
No. It's a secondary language. Secondary audio program.
Again, go to Telemundo, hit SAP. It doesn't go to English.
He doesn't work for Telemundo.
Whatever. That's the only.
I mean, it's probably the same studio, not too far down the street.
You think anybody ever just messing around would want to just throw him on Telemundo
with Cantor?
Yeah,
that would be hilarious.
Only if he was Nigel. Not as Chris.
Nigel and Cantor. That would be a pretty
good. One broadcasting gig for a boxing match in my illustrious broadcasting career. I was just watching it back yesterday. It was when Tyron Spong fought a dude who was 400 pounds. And I can hear in the broadcast, it's me and Jeff DeForest. And you can hear the Spanish so clearly under us. And I remember when that broadcast started, just straight up Spanish getting right fed to my ear, my headset. I was shook.
Did Defoe ask for the time?
Of course.
So stupid.
We saw him at micro wrestling.
Ooh, somebody
we did.
Said,
we did see him.
I saw him at the poker.
Somebody said SAP stops with Sal Palantone. And somebody said, it's because your TV knows you're black, Leroy. So it doesn't. Oh, God.
Man, that is awesome.
Do you guys see this on the TV? It's like Mike Tannenbaum high-fiving every single guy, and there's just actually Stephen A. Smith coming in to high-five everybody.
Did you see Stephen A. Smith's going to be on some broadcast this year? On NBA broadcast?
Really?
Whoa.
Yeah. He's doing everything.
Hasn't he done that before?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so, but they're redoing a lot of their NBA stuff. I don't know why ESPN
That's not what Whittingham does. Somebody else just tame it. I've tried that too. SAP never gives me English from Spanish language.
They may not have someone for that broadcast.
All right, I'm going to text Whittingham because I don't believe you.
Just text him. That's fine. Maybe I'm wrong, but I was under the impression that's what he did.
So he's basically the SAP guy, but for Spanish?
He does English for the Spanish networks. Okay. Jimmy Johnson spoke at Canes practice yesterday.
Somebody said they just saw a sign for iguana exterminator.
No, I've seen trucks going around.
Are they just doing straight up air rifle? Right to the dome for the iguana.
I don't know.
I don't know, but I mean, how come they get money and
Real Tarzan doesn't?
Yeah.
I don't know. I saw Real Tarzan on Instagram said he was going to put out a statement on YouTube. I don't know if that's been out yet.
It's kind of crazy. So basically, what I'm understanding is you just can't ship them in a regular box.
Apparently, you can't make money off of iguanas if you're not a pet store. I don't understand. Why can't he be like the Amazon for iguanas?
Well, it has to all be done properly and with permits and stuff like that.
Permits, schmermits, man. Like, let's just have some fun. People what? Want some iguanas. Leave him some. Have some. Now I like him.
Didn't he have to know when he blew up that this might be an issue though?
I think that actually is that is how it became an issue. He became too popular.
Right. Like he had to. Didn't he have like okay, man? Let me maybe try to do this.
Yeah.
The Marlins lost yesterday, by the way. They're back in action today, 7:20, with the Sandman on the Hill. Did you guys see the XFL team names?
Yeah. It kind of disappointed me.
Let me see.
Is it bias on me when I look at these other leagues? I just think all the names sound so stupid.
Yeah, they are stupid.
Roughnecks.
Dallas Renegades, Houston Roughnecks, LA Wildcats, New York Guardians, St. Louis Battlehawks, Seattle Dragons, Tampa Bay Vipers, Washington Defenders.
Seattle Dragons is like a straight up copy and paste from UAB. If you look at the logos, like no originality whatsoever. Yeah,
the thing with Dragons, what's a
Battlehawk?
It all sounds like superheroes stuff.
Except for Wildcats.
Vipers and Dragons sounds like a movie football team. It sounds fake. It's just, I don't know.
The Defenders.
Yeah, the Defenders.
Washington.
I like the old names I thought were cool. It was like the Hitmen.
Yeah.
The Outlaws. I thought those were cool names back in the day of the XFL. These kind of suck.
Not hyped.
But I'm also disappointed that we didn't get a franchise.
Whittingham works for TUDN.
Yes. It's the Univision Deportes Network. It's like the
fun fact,
ESPN of Univision.
When Mike Tannenbaum is on TV and you hit the SAP button, you hear Jeff Ireland.
Point for Texter.
That's funny.
Point for Texter.
That's all I got.
All right. Ready to talk to Mark Richt?
Yep, you got your list of questions?
I do.
Okay.
Breakfast burrito. I want to know if he likes those. We had a debate if they were overrated or not.
Not overrated. No, I just had one.
They're
underrated. And guess what? I got to tell you. I'm going to say this about my brethren.
No, no. Don't.
Okay.
Don't phrase it the way you said it out there.
Okay. I'm just saying every time I go to deli.
Yep.
The Jewish deli.
Yep.
You tend to overdo it with the onions. Let's back it, take it down a notch.
I thought mine was fine. I had a different one. I had like the egg white one.
They kill everything, like even potatoes. If you don't, they have onions in their potatoes. They kill the onions.
Somebody texts in air rifle pistol. Dude in my neighborhood does it. He's like John Wayne or Clint Eastwood the way he wears that air pistol. Mark Richt joins us next. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast here with you.
Everybody, I want you to gather around.
Turn over chain. Turn over chain. Turn over chain. Turn over chain.
Hold on, hold on. He's doing the speech.
Turn over chain. Turn over chain. You see big homie get a fumble.
He get a turn over chain.
Big homie get the big. Let's go, champ!
Yeah, it was epic.
I'm like, whoa.
You didn't, this, listen. We have two-time heavyweight champion of the world, Shannon the Cannon Briggs, in studio. And I say, Shannon. We got this little speech war going on. Tebow, Jimmy Johnson. What would you do if you needed to get the Canes hyped? What would you do if you needed to go in there and get everybody ready for this game? And he brought it, man. He absolutely brought it. It was a fire speech, man. You didn't like it?
Well,
other than him breaking the microphone.
It was short.
And he was sitting right next to me.
And to the point.
Here.
Let me ask.
You know what the hardest thing for me to deal with was?
What?
Is that I just pounded my burrito.
Yep.
And Shannon had his phone leaning on my juice.
I know, and you
couldn't
drink.
Seems like a you problem, though.
Let's go to the Orion Fuels Announcers Convenience Store's guest line. Truly steps beyond convenient. We will talk to former Hurricanes coach Mark Richt. He is an analyst on the ACC Network, which has its ACC watch party in the Miami versus Florida game. Simon, we talked to Beeson about this yesterday. You get to watch the game. You want that real good view, that Miami view. You tune into the ACC Network, man. They're going to give it for you. It's going to be Vilma checking in every now and then with them. It sounds like a real party, Mark.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time. I'm looking forward to it. I'm in Bristol right now. We got the launch of the network tonight. And, of course, Saturday I'm sticking around, and we're going to be watching the game and just like fans and chirping about what we see. So. Looking forward to it.
It sounds really cool. I like when they do this for the big games. They give you the different options, especially if the game's a little bit of a lull or a blowout. It's cool getting those different perspectives from everybody. So it sounds like a lot of fun. We were discussing. We had a former boxing champion, Shannon Briggs, in. He gave a speech to the Miami Hurricanes. Short and sweet. How do you like your speeches going, Coach? When you were getting kids fired up for a game, do you like to really build it up, take them on a journey, and then hit them hard? Do you like doing a quick speech? How would you go, and when do you know it's the right time?
Right. Well, the night before the game, there's a lot of things you want to talk about and cover and put in their mind to sleep on and dream about, you know, so to speak. Then, you know, you're going to hit them right before you hit the field. And I really like it to be short. I like to look in their eyes and know they're ready. And there's a lot of times when you just know it's time, it's ready. And then, you know, more than likely if I said much, I'd screw it up, you know. So you don't want to ruin the mood when you know the mood's right. And but I've had other times, I've had former players come in, whether it's Georgia or Miami, and have them give a little talk about, you know, who they're about to play and all that. And they just lay it on the line, you know, more than I would sometimes. And then I'm like, let's roll. You know, I'd rather be very well prepared all week and spend more time on that than the fire and brimstone. But there's some times when you feel like you got to lay into them a little bit. And, you know, you got to have a feel for it. You got to know your team. And then there's times when you got your current player. You know, I know there's been some Ed Reed wonderful speeches and all that like that. But, like, when I was at Georgia, we were playing Auburn, and we had to have it for 2002 to get into the SEC championship game. And we weren't playing real good. So at halftime, I'm thinking about, you know, we go over adjustments, and I'm thinking about what I'm going to say to the team. And I hear Stenscombe starting to lay into everybody. And I'm like, he's saying every single thing that I was writing down on my piece of paper to talk to the guys about. And that was one of those let's go speeches for me. And let's ride. And, you know, Stenscombe said it all. So your current players can also do a good job of, you know, in the moment doing the right thing when it comes to motivation.
I was kind of a nighttime guy the night before the game, but I had Bo Schembechler, so that guy was fiery for no reason whatsoever. Coach, I wanted to ask you about the quarterback position, and both teams have questions about, you know, their quarterback. One guy has had a little more experience, in Felipe Franks, but here. You've had an opportunity to see Jaren Williams before a lot of people did.
Sure.
So it's no surprise to some where he is now. What did he do differently this time around than he didn't do, you know, that he wasn't able to do last year to kind of, you know, have that same opportunity?
First of all, he was a true freshman.
Right,
and,
okay.
You know, part of it is just being away from home for the first time and getting used to being responsible to go to class and study hall and all that when somebody's not taking you. I mean, in high school, you get up, you go to school, you go through the classes, and then you go to practice. I mean, in college, the classes are at different times, and, you know, it's just a little bit more added responsibility that you have just as a normal student that sometimes guys – struggle with. And so, you know, I would say his maturity level has grown dramatically. He was not bad by any means. He's a great kid all the way through. But I think to jump into the position that you're in, when you're the quarterback of Miami, you know, you got to be mature enough to handle that. You know, he's a tremendous passer. His accuracy is very, very good. I think he could be a great decision maker once he knows what he's doing, which apparently he's doing a great job there. And then, you know, number three for me is, can you handle the pressure of the job? And I think he's in much better shape to do that now than he was a year ago because he's just grown up. I mean, let's face it, he entered the portal to transfer, you know, thinking things weren't going his way. And, you know, so we just challenged him. I'm like, have we seen the best Jaren Williams? You know, have you shown us your best to even decide if you're good enough to play here, you know? And, I mean, that's the input I had. But down deep, I think he really wanted to stay. I allowed him to speak to the team after he took his name out of the portal. And kind of explain his deal and, you know, tell him that he was very serious about being the guy at Miami and wanted to be a part of the team and that he loves his teammates and loves Miami and he don't want to leave. So, I mean, that was, I think, the first step towards that maturity that you have to be the man.
Is that one of the biggest changes in college football is this transfer portal? Because, I mean, when you came to Miami, when I went to Michigan, there was no thought of me going somewhere else. I said, I chose this university, and I'm going to fight like hell to get on the field, and if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, but I ain't going nowhere else. And now, soon as kids face the first sign of controversy or, you know, they don't get their way or don't get the spot they want, they think, oh, I can just go get it somewhere else.
Right. And, that, you know, it's what you described in back in the day, back in your day and back in my day too, you know, it's so good to struggle. It's so good to overcome adversity.
Right.
It's just, it grows you as a human being. It grows you as a leader. And like you say, when it's just like that, the butterfly, when it's a caterpillar and it's coming out of the cocoon, it's got to fight its way out. And if it doesn't fight its way out, the wings aren't strong enough to fly. So, you know, you might have somebody want to cut open the cocoon and relieve the pain and, you know, then and not go through the struggle, and all of a sudden you're not strong enough to fly. So I think that's really important. And I think a lot of guys are realizing that, first of all, if you put your name in that portal, that coach might say, see you later. And then all of a sudden you may be looking for a spot. Somebody may want you, but they might not even have space for you. So and I think in the beginning kids thought they could go in the portal and be automatically eligible and all that. So it is an interesting thing. It's real fluid right now, and it's hard to say where it's going to end up.
Coach, you know, Jeff Thomas, interesting story. We thought he was gone from Miami. He thought he was going to Illinois.
Right.
Comes back, is obviously a dynamic playmaker. Guess you ran into him at some point over the offseason. And, you know, a lot of coaches may have had hard feelings. A lot of players may have had hard feelings. But I guess you guys hugged it out, everything was fine there.
Well, I was in the building, and I was there for what we call the U Network event, where we help our former players get jobs after you know their playing days are over and all that. But it was in the indoor, and the indoor is like right next to the weight room. I walked through the weight room and saw him, and I just went up to him, gave him a hug, and said, "Look, I wish you the best. You know, take advantage of this opportunity." And later on in the day, he texted me and said, "Thanks." You know, so. I thought it was fine. I mean, I don't know how he feels deep down, but, you know, I think Manny did the right thing to give him, you know, give everybody a clean slate, give everybody a chance with the new head coach to prove that they are going to do things where they need to be done. And I like Jeff. I'm cheering for Jeff. You know, I want him to do well, and I think he will. He's a very talented guy.
Well, the coach, you know, a lot of coaches may have played it differently. You seem like the ultimate father figure. Have you ever, you know, thrown shade at a player that you didn't get along with? Or has it always ended relatively good terms when you've had to part ways with somebody or send someone in a different direction?
Well, one of the former players that I had that I did let go, you know, years down the road, he was quoted saying that, you know, even though Coach, he had to let me go, he did it with a tear in his eye, you know, because, you know, he knew I cared about him, but he also knew that we had standards and we had to do things a certain way. And most guys learn from that decision. You know, it's like, hey, there's consequences to this, that, or the other. And just like if you're in a business and they operate a certain way, you got to do it the way they do it at that business. And same thing with the football team. If there's a certain standard of things and how we get to do things, you got to comply. And I've never asked guys to do anything other than go to class, you know, be on time, be respectful to people, and do your best. You know, if you do those things, you're going to do well, and you're going to do well in life.
One more before we get you out of here, Coach. You're a food connoisseur. We always love getting your thoughts. The breakfast burrito. Where does that go in the power rankings of breakfast meals? We had a big argument today. I find it to be these guys think it's underrated. I find like it could be a little bit overrated. I prefer an omelet. Where does Coach Rick put it in the pantheon of breakfast foods?
For me, if you're on the move, you got to go with the burrito. You can grab it. You can one-hand it, drive down the road with it, and that's the way to go. Now, to get your salsa on there or whatever you want, it's a little difficult while you're driving, but it's possible. I've done it myself. So, but as far as, you know, sit-down meal, I'm going scrambled eggs, hash browns, and maybe one slice of bacon. But I got to have more than enough ketchup to smother that thing when I throw the potatoes on top of the eggs and let it rip. But that's how I feel about it. I don't know how y'all feel.
That's good.
That sounds delightful,
that's
Coach.
That's perfect.
Enjoy the games this week. Catch Coach. He's going to be doing the ACC Watch Party with John Beeson on the ACC Network. Launches tonight. You guys can watch that broadcast during the game if you so choose. Sounds like a really good, awesome time. John Vilma's going to check in with them every now and then. Coach, we appreciate the time and always make it time for us. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
All right.
It's a caterpillar.
Dude, that was beautiful. I was like, I wanted to end on that.
A caterpillar,
and if the cocoon's too heavy,
it had to break open.
Those wings.
Hey,
Robbie, you got to grab that. I have to hear that again.
First of all, Dum Dum over here. Like, I knew not to look at him. Then I look up at you, and you went.
You guys are dying. I'm like, oh, no. I was thinking at peace. I was like, let's just cut the interview. Like, let's just end it there.
Right.
No more can be said.
Well, I thought we wanted to get to some. I
just didn't think it could be topped. I didn't think that.
We didn't even get his prediction on the game.
We don't need it.
Who cares?
I asked him about Jaren Williams.
Yeah, he predicted like on Hawk Show yesterday.
Like, I pretty much assumed that last year, like, they probably saw that he was – disappointed that he wasn't getting a fair shake.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave him a little playing time at the end of one of the games.
No doubt.
But they had every intention before the year.
No,
hey, these three guys are going to compete. And if he doesn't, you know, wow us, we're going to redshirt him.
Yep.
Like you could tell.
We'll get you our Doom Picks next. It is Doom Pick time.
It is.
It is Doom Pick time. Thanks to Mark Richt for joining us.
That was so joyful.
Thank you for the champ, Shannon Briggs, joining us earlier today. But now, business picks up, boys. Here's where we're at, all right? We are in week four. Next week is Chase. We've got a long month here. So we have myself in last place, stinking up the joint yet again. 3-6. Robbie, 3-5-1. Beast, 4-5. And Leroy, 4-5 after an 0-3 weekend.
I went 2-1. I don't know if that was. I thought I went 1-2, but I went 2-1.
One. Robbie, by the way, is in dress rehearsal. He's the only one who remembered to dress in uniform for today's game. He's coming in here. Robbie is about to get his.
Wearing his Ricky Williams jersey.
Here you go, Robbie.
The alternate orange jersey.
He does look like he's just walking around.
This is one of the ones with no last name on the back.
He
is that a Walmart special?
So that, wait, was that from a washing machine or
no,
you just
I
bought
think,
it like
I think
that?
This no, this
you got it at Marshall's?
Maybe this I think it was a previously cut last name in the back. This was back in the day when Ricky Williams was retired and kind of, you know, shamed.
Oh yeah. This is where I rally.
One.
Oh yeah. You must have all
this is where I rally.
MMA boxing situation.
All right, I'm good.
Just pick and then throw it to me.
All right. Leroy's going out there. He's just driving into the box right now. He's got to take 3. And then finally, he just hit the microphone. Beast reaches in there. Okay, you boys ready?
Yep.
Here's what I got. I have the Seahawks at the Chargers. The Seattle Seahawks are 2.5-point road favorites going into the vaunted Los Angeles and that soccer stadium. Then I have the WBO Light Heavyweight Championship of the World, Anthony Yarde in Madrasha, taking on Sergey Kovalev. I believe I saw a story on Antonio Tarver's Instagram where Anthony Yarde showed up to Russia and they say, listen, bags no come. I have no idea. Listen, airlines, am I right? Must be American Airlines. I'm sure they show up before a fight. Good luck. And then finally.
What is wrong with you?
The biggest one of them all this weekend, boys. The Miami Hurricanes. At the Florida Gators,
ooh.
UF 7.5-point favorites. Robbie, what do you got, man?
I got a little preseason football action. The old Texas Bowl, the Houston Texans at the Dallas Cowboys. That is an even pick'em game. No spread there needed. I also have Buffalo Bills at the Detroit Lions. Oof. And it's a CBS game. And Buffalo Bills road 2-point favorites. That's a little fishy. And then I got, check this one out, the Green Bay Packers against the Oakland Raiders. But this game is in Winnipeg.
Ooh.
And this game is actually tonight, and the Packers are 2.5-point favorites. This one's easy. I think John Gruden is fired up for the preseason. He shut down Kyler Murray pretty good this last game. I'm going to take the Raiders and the 2.5 points really in a neutral field.
He has been fired up.
You see Kyler Murray complaining about being blitzed. Like, he's like, you guys are sitting in the house against me, man.
Yeah, there's some things with Kyler Murray that are definitely squirrely.
I have the Cardinals visiting the Vikings. The Vikings are 6.5-point favorite.
Whoa.
This game.
It's over the weekend. You don't have to pick that yet.
I have the Browns visiting the Buccaneers. Cleveland is a 3-point favorite, a road favorite. What does that mean? What is that?
I think there's only a couple games that are tonight.
And then I have the Panthers visiting the Patriots.
That's tonight.
New England is a 3.5-point favorite. I'll take the Panthers.
By the way, this game isn't tonight, is it? The Chargers and Seahawks?
No.
Okay.
All right, my turn. Steelers at Titans. I don't know when this is.
No, it's not tonight. It's Sunday. It's actually Sunday night, the NBC game.
Do we have a lot? Oh, yeah. Tennessee is -2.5. All right, so I get to pick that tomorrow. I got college football action. Arizona, Hawaii at Aloha Stadium. Arizona's 11-point favorite.
That's right after the Canes game.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Where are you going?
Nowhere.
And then we got tonight's Jags-Dolphins game. I got dress rehearsal action. Miami is a 3-point favorite, and I will take the Miami Dolphins.
I'm jealous. All right, what do you guys want to hear before we get out of here today? Do you want to hear first
Caterpillar
Shannon Briggs inspirational message to the Canes?
No, we have to leave on the Caterpillar.
Or do you want to hear Mark Richt and the Caterpillar?
We go Caterpillar, then Shannon Briggs.
Yes. All right.
Here is Mark Richt. If you want an inspirational message to the Miami Hurricanes, former head coach Mark Richt had this to say.
What you described in back in the day, back in your day and back in my day too, it's so good to struggle. It's so good to overcome adversity.
Right.
It grows you as a human being. It grows you as a leader. And like you say, when it's just like the butterfly, when it's a caterpillar and it's coming out of the cocoon, it's got to fight its way out. And, if it doesn't fight its way out, the wings aren't strong enough to fly. So, you know, you might have somebody want to cut open the cocoon and relieve the pain and, you know, then and not go through the struggle, and all of a sudden you're not strong enough to fly.
Oh, my God.
You can hear you guys cackling in the background.
Because I didn't understand what he was trying to say.
Then you can just cut it out and relieve the pain.
You got to.
Like, I've never walked by a cocoon and said, ooh. That butterfly must be struggling.
You guys,
I wonder if I can help him by cutting his shell open so that he may fly.
You guys ever garden? You look at these monarch butterflies and you're like, at one point he was a caterpillar.
Wait, question.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you even remember what my question was once he said
it? It was about transferring.
Yeah, it was only because of because he said the old timer thing. If Robbie would have cut that out, I would have had no idea.
Right.
And finally, we leave you on this today. 2-time heavyweight champion of the world, Shannon the Cannon Briggs. We asked, do you have a way to get the Miami Hurricanes fired up for their game against the Florida Gators? And this is what he had for us.
I walk in the locker room.
Yeah.
And I say, listen, everybody gather around. Everybody gather around. This is it. We the champs. They the chumps. Let's go, champ! Let's go, champ! Let's go, champ!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.